another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cog Falls, Ohio. If you didn't know that already, this must be your first episode.
Woo, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
What's a Falls Free Press?
Oh, geez.
At least you're not getting the annoying, why is this delivered in my driveway emails anymore?
No. Yeah. A lot of people, I think, finally realize that they're not getting their paper anymore.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, June 2nd. I can't believe it's June already.
Yes. I can't believe it's not butter.
Parquet.
Butter.
That's for Gen Z.
I was going to say, that kind of ages us, doesn't it? Like,
well, Gen X, everyone else is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Gen X, not Gen Z. I don't even know what generation I am. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Gen X, right?
Gen X.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Gen X.
Rewind. That was for Gen X.
I was going to say, I'm like, not Z, not a millennial.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the day I can rent a limo and go to the grocery store and buy some Grey Poupon.
Pardon me.
Would you have any Grey Poupon?
I don't even like it, but just because.
Yeah, you have to. That was a good commercial, man. We all remember it.
Too well.
Do we? We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. Now, if anyone remembers that commercial.
No.
I don't remember that commercial.
Yeah, what investment firm was that?
What was that?
And who was that old dude?
Yeah, you're gonna make I'm drawing a blank.
Google it. Google University.
Yeah, I've been when I can't find anything on TV, I go to YouTube and I just search for, you know, videos of, you know, like 50 different old commercials.
Oh yeah.
At one point, I did like an entire hour and a half of old Halloween commercials.
Does it take you back? You're like, oh man,
it did.
Was this one? Yeah.
So it was Smith Barney.
Smith Barney.
And the actor was John Houseman.
Yeah, John House.
When was it?
80 through 86.
Yep.
That would be why I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Oh, Bart, that's right. Bart
was the tiny tot, or not even. Yeah. Not even a tot yet.
So if you aren't watching TV and catching up on commercials, be sure to check out our website and all the new articles that have been popping up.
Yeah.
And if you have an idea for one of those, or you have an idea for someone we can interview, you can get a hold of us on Facebook or at our email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us on your podcatcher.
Five stars. So,
yeah, 5 stars. Let people know. Mm-hmm. Get us more listeners.
Yeah.
So, how is everybody on this darling June morning?
I'm glad it's not 90 degrees right now.
That's
like
true.
It was last weekend.
Yeah.
Like 88, 89. But yeah, no, we're good. Summer's here. Donald Trump is guilty on 34 counts.
Woo!
The only orange Muppet felon known to man.
Orange Muppet.
That's good. Yes. Didn't the Simpsons already say that he was going to go to jail? Didn't they do a video? Did they? Okay. No? Or yes?
No, they did.
They did. So it's going to happen.
Wow.
And I've seen a video. I've seen an image. I don't know if it was if it was AI or not, but I see an image of old Bart looking at Donald Trump's gravestone.
Oh.
Again, I don't know if it was AI. So.
What year did it say? Did it say 2024? Oh, man.
if only.
It's a dream.
Simple idea that makes me smile.
That would be, I would take that over winning the Powerball any day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Save democracy now.
Do what? Sentence what? Sentence to one?
If anything, sentencing him to one day in jail.
Oh. I just want to see him in the jump.
I think at least 6 months, you know, to really get the taste.
Yeah.
Serve 6 months. And then, you know, he needs a taste of that shit.
Yeah.
He's going to get a slap on the wrist and walk.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get a slap.
Unfortunately. I mean, well, you know, a lot of people didn't even think he was going to get guilty of anything. I mean, people that wanted him to be guilty, they're saying, oh, they're never going to find him a guilty. And they did. So who knows?
You never know.
I am being hopefully optimistic that they are going to give him some kind of punishment.
Meaningful punishment.
Meaningful punishment.
Make him shave his little orange dome.
Certainly earned it. All the terrible shit he's done in his life.
Give him a prison haircut.
Yes, be amazing. Well, he'd just take off his fucking wig. That would be epic. Arrest him and just take it from him.
That'd be a little bald chrome dome.
It's my real hair. It's real. It's the best hair I've ever seen.
Bald is beautiful.
And then a picture of him wearing an actual orange jumpsuit. Oh my God, that'd be gold.
That new meme going around, orange is the new orange.
Without his
makeup.
No makeup. An orange suit.
With his big under his eyes. He'd be hideous. Like Voldemort.
He's a hideous human being, and he's hideous physically and mentally and every way else.
Yeah.
He's a terrible human being.
He is. Yep. Now you know how we feel about that.
Yeah.
Having a good week. It's been a great week. Yeah. Yeah. I got a text message from my daughter about it because we were outside and I went, what? And I ran inside and had to like watch it. And then, I went on Fox. I went on YouTube and tried to find Fox News because I wanted to see the Fox News host actually say guilty, 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 guilty.
Yeah, they probably didn't.
They did. And I feel like I wanted to like just go to sleep with that. I'm like, oh, that just makes me feel so nice and sleepy. Good dreams. All right. Now that we lost all of our listeners. All right.
They're cheering right with us.
Yeah, woo-hoo. I hope so. Yeah. Woohoo.
On an even brighter note, I just watched last night. If you haven't seen it yet, it's wonderful. Apparently it came out 2 years ago. Never heard of it. There's a documentary on Netflix about Reading Rainbow.
Yes, I started watching that.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've been wanting to watch it. Looks great.
It is.
Is it called Butterfly in the Sky?
It is.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Aww. It does. And I actually started watching it. I didn't get a chance to finish it. Did you see all of it?
I watched it all last night. Yeah.
Oh, it's just, you know what? I started watching it and it was like gave you all the type of feels. Like, oh.
Well, and it was so much that, you know, it was the whole reason it was created was because kids weren't reading in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's become like, you know, the merger between schools and libraries.
I did gather something from the trailer, a quick information. The reason why they chose a male, and I think an African-American male, is because African-American males in schools were so far behind in reading compared to any other demographic. Yeah. So that's why they chose someone who's African-American and male to be the head of Reading Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly, yeah.
Yep.
Well, this was before Geordi got into Starfleet. That's what it was.
Yeah, was it? And yeah. I didn't realize. For some reason, I was thinking Star Trek came first.
I always thought that too, but apparently,
this started in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was like right after Roots.
Roots and stuff. Yeah, that was early on in his career.
And I didn't realize it was still going until like the early 2000s.
Yes. Yeah. Until then, you're right. It did.
But yeah, definitely. If you haven't watched that, definitely worth the watch.
Oh yeah, it gives you all the types of feels. It's that kind of like that the memory of watching that as a young kid. I mean, the same thing as like whenever they do Mr. Rogers or something like that. Yeah. It just gives me the warm and fuzzies and kind of the reminder.
Friends to know and ways to grow a Reading Rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look. It's in a book.
I guess into our round table.
No.
No.
It has a very tiny diameter this time around.
Yeah.
That's what she said. It's the tiny desk round table. Not hosted by NPR this time.
The city is working on the railroad. They have scheduled maintenance on the Broad Boulevard tracks between June 4th and 6th. Between June 4th and 6th, the Broad Boulevard will be closed from Talmadge Road to Route 8, and there will be detour signs. So here this week, June, apparently I'm not allowed to see my calendar.
4th through 6th?
So between Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
That area will be closed.
Broad's closed at the tracks for 2 days this week, peeps.
So if you're on the other side of the tracks, then, you know, you're in trouble.
Get off at Portage or wherever your detour is. I don't know.
Glad I don't live on the other side of the tracks.
Well, the thing is, everyone's always on the other side of the tracks because everyone, you know, either you're on our side or you're on their side. So which side are you on?
You're on the wrong side.
Yeah, and everyone has their perspective of which side they're on.
Hobo Steve. Hobo Steve for the rescue.
That's the same way with that seems to be the same way with grass. Every time I cross the street, my grass looks better until I come over here, and then I see that other grass.
The grass is always greener. Grass
looks great at 20 feet away.
Grass is always better where you water it. That's why I pee in the lawn all the time.
Or where you fertilize it.
Then it just turns it yellow. Kills it.
So next, another despicable person.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed last episode that Mark Mickey pleaded guilty to arson. Well, life sucks. Mm. And not for him. He was sentenced to a work release program with the possibility of 1.5 years in prison.
Yeah, if I was the arson was bad, something, right?
Yeah, I thought.
And like $300,000+ in fines, is that correct?
$314,850.
Yeah, you had to pay the water bill that they had to use, all the water to put it out. They had to pay the insurance premiums for the other businesses that he wrecked and harmed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe he needs to work on the railroad to
I'm sure he lost his ass when he lost that business, too. So I'm sure he's probably financially he's ruined.
Well, and he also has to register as an arson offender for 10 years.
There you go.
Damn.
And enroll in rehab.
And no bank's going to give that man a loan anymore either to get a business. So he's done.
There's another felon in the books.
Oh, well, they'll give it to his wife or whoever. He'll get around it.
Yeah.
You do shitty, trashy things. That's what happens to you.
Yeah.
He's lucky no one got hurt. He's lucky.
Exactly.
No one
got hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
But as it was. Well, you know, and the fire, besides the fact of the people around, but the firefighters and everybody that, you know, puts their lives in danger to fight these fires.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought arson had a bigger penalty.
You would think it should.
Good.
Yes, because I mean, essentially, unless someone gets hurt, it's just essentially property damage or insurance fraud. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in different states and different cities, the laws are different. I don't know. Maybe Ohio's. Yeah.
And speaking of firefighters, a man fell into the Cauga River while fishing, this happened just a couple weeks ago. The fire department responded to that section of the river after somebody noticed that a man was, it looks like somebody noticed while in the area taking wildlife photography, called 911, and they told him, don't get in the river. Firefighters came out and rescued the man who'd fallen in.
Oh, yay!
Whereabouts was he fishing?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out.
He was fishing on the river.
Well, he was.
Oh, man.
In the water.
Oh, wait, in the water? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
You're doing in your bathtub? I mean, yeah.
I know, and I don't catch anything.
On the street, casting shit. Just, I'm not catching any fish. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Like, and I don't know the river that well to know. I mean, the pictures that were taken.
The report wasn't specific enough in order to tell you where it was.
No.
Well, maybe they didn't release that information. Who knows?
Other than that, it was Engine 4 that arrived on scene.
Good job, Engine 4.
That's from Firehouse Number 1 downtown?
I imagine so, yeah. Since that's the closest.
Closest one, yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's where they keep all the river saving equipment.
Rescue stuff. Right
there. Yeah.
It's all right there. Okay. All right. Well, we have great firefighters, so congratulations.
And they do train for that. They train for river rescues all the time, too. They do that.
Do they? That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, hopefully the gentleman that they saved is doing well and he's okay. And, you know, a little bit over that. I'm sure that's a traumatic event.
I hope he caught a lot of fish.
I do too. Really prove it.
If he fell in the river and didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he caught a log at least.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Hey, on a side note, since we're talking about the fire department, did we mention the fall showdown?
Yes.
Fire showdown thing?
Okay. That's happening in a couple of weeks, is it not?
Let's refresh everyone's memory.
It is Friday, June 7th at 5 p.m.
Okay. Oh, that's what I thought it was soon.
At what time? 5 p.m.?
5 p.m.
If it's a nice weather, I might go head on down there to take pictures because it's just.
Oh, that would be awesome. But that's this Friday. Okay, yeah, right. I mean,
yeah.
I thought it was soon.
The cruise-ins are starting this week as well. And they are actually going to be in a different place now. They're going to be in the parking lot of Summit DD. So they start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like, where is that? Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, because they used to be in the city building lot, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah. So it starts off this Monday between 4 and 8.
The week after that is the Irish Festival coming up.
Yeah.
Woo! Yay! That's Kathy Day.
And then I think if it's not the week after that, it's the following is when the Friday night events start.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Yes, I think you're right. Woo, it is officially summer, guys.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Enjoy it before it's done. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, summer events are coming back. Good news. That's my good news right there. Yay.
Almost summer?
That summer events are back.
Oh, okay.
And 34 counts.
I'm telling you.
Happy Pride!
Oh, happy Pride! Yes, it is. You're right. There is a lot of good things going on.
I have an interesting side. My son, who is LGBTQ, he was afraid to put a Pride flag in front of our house because he's afraid that
we'll be targeted.
And he never used to feel that way up until recently. And I guess he's been heard a lot of his friends saying that, you know, occasionally they do get targeted and he doesn't want our house to get targeted. And so he's actually afraid for us to put one because we were going to put one out.
We have put one out before.
Yeah.
Things are going so backwards anymore. It's just.
See, that makes me just want to do it more. I just want to do it more now.
You know, all it takes is one asshole.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, I could be an asshole too then. So I'm going to get probably about 10 of them out there now. There you go. And just put them out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Put one from Casa de Moulay on there.
I will. We'll just pride it up. Mike, maybe we can I don't know, paint the yard or something.
I think we should paint our houses.
Paint our houses? Yes. Yeah. I'm not backing down on that fight.
Okay. Stay excited because I'm excited. Slave Market is now open.
Yay! Summer is here, guys. Got some corn going on.
Zalays, yeah. Zalays. Yummy, yummies. Yummy in my
tummy.
Time
for a red, white, and blue sundae.
Mm.
With blueberries and strawberries and pineapple.
I can't eat that anymore. That makes me sad. I'm allergic to strawberries. Oh, bummer.
You became allergic to strawberries?
Yes.
Oh,
what about cherry?
He's not allergic to cherries.
Well, I can eat cherries.
Blueberries and cherry.
There you go.
I thought Art said sherry, and I was like, oh, you're eating cherry?
I could put some sherry on top with the cherry.
What do you think? You won't even miss the strawberries then.
Oh, I won't care.
So, some sad news.
No.
Sorry, I've been trying to stop.
Great segue.
Keep laughing.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Paul Matvey, who was a manager at the Portage Trail Dairy Queen, just passed away last week after a tree hit his house.
This is just so sad.
Bad freak accident, dude.
It is. He seemed so well liked. I mean, I was looking at the post and so many people were saying how much they liked working with him or liked seeing him there when they went into Dairy Queen. It's so sad.
Yeah, was there like 12 years or something like that?
Yeah. Over 10 years.
I think they said he was the longest manager they had or something like that. And I saw pictures, like people were posting pictures of him or whatever, and he just looks like he always had a smile on his face. That's just sad.
I guess Dairy Queen is going to be donating all the sales of the DQ pup cups through June to Paws and Prayers Pet Rescue.
Oh, okay.
Where he was a volunteer. And they're also creating a Paul Matvey Memorial Scholarship for students looking to enter a trade school.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, our hearts and thoughts are going out to his family and his friends and everybody who knew him. That's very tragic. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And if you guys have your fishing license and you guys like to fish, that Summit Metro Parks just stocked their lakes and ponds across the district. So if you are a fisherman or whatever, go ahead, or fisherwoman. It's all stocked up.
Sounds kind of fishy.
If you go to the Summit Metro Parks website, I think they tell you about where the fishing locations are and the list of the fish that they stocked up. So
fish are food, not friends.
Fish are
shark yep. bait. Brouhaha.
So Cuyahoga Falls Library, it's tomorrow, June 3rd from 10 to 12. But Stowe Monroe Falls is doing it as well, June 6th and the 20th from 12 to 5 p.m., where it looks like that they will help you apply for home weatherization assistance program, first home, first loan, down payment assistance, septic system replacement, minor home repair, and lead abatement and lead safe programs. And that is, they help you with applying for it from the Summit County. So if you're needing any kind of help with that or how to apply for it, this will come out probably tomorrow, but it might be too late. But it looks like Stowe Monroe Falls is doing it as well at their library from on the 6th and the 20th from 12 to 5. So if it's something that you are needing help with applying for, then you might want to stop by. And so you can go to co.summitohio.net for eligibility guidelines and required documents. So if that's something that you are needing help with, then that's a good resource for you.
Wonderful.
All right, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Sparts arts. Oh, that was good. That was the best one yet.
I'm beginning to question whether you're saying that or recording.
We get better and better every time. It's always like just better.
The most recent one's always the best one.
It is.
So until June 15th, Cuyahoga Falls is looking for local artists. There will be a paste-up wall coming to Cuyahoga Falls this summer. The project is a collage wall that will showcase digital images of original works of art alongside new original pieces.
What kind of art are they looking for? Any type?
They're seeking submissions from talented local artists. It'll be, it doesn't say, but it'll be digital images of original work.
Okay.
So
okay.
I guess it could be, either, two-dimensional or image of something three-dimensional.
Okay. I was still wondering about you, Stephen, if you could submit something.
Well, I was actually thinking that I read a couple different articles on that. I think one might have mentioned, I could be totally wrong, that they wanted it to be Cuyahoga Falls based and more river based, more about the river and more about downtown area and the history behind it. That was my understanding. I know it could be wrong, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But that was my understanding.
I got some answers about the what kind. So artists may submit digital images of original work to be curated in grades 10 through 12. That's group submissions. May submit up to two pieces. Original pieces. Artists over the age of 18 may submit ideas to create an original piece on either plywood, skate decks, or canvas. Not canvas boards. They will provide the selected artist with plywood or skate board decks, must be between 2 and 4 square feet. Original pieces will serve as an anchor to each panel of wall. And then selected artists will receive a $350 stipend, and then the artist just has to pick up the stuff and drop it off when finished within the timeline.
So the actual artwork comes from the school kids, essentially.
The ideas come
from older people, and which are young, once artist is chosen, they get to reproduce that art on objects that they're given.
Yes. Yeah. The digital submissions compensation is $50 per accepted submission. Original pieces is $350 per piece. Estimate 8 to 12 original artworks.
All right. It's a good opportunity for young artists.
Yeah. The submission deadline was extended till June 15th. So they extended it from June 12th to the 15th. And it does not say the specific theme.
Themeless.
Theme for you.
The whole river and the downtown, that kind of stuff. That sounds right. I feel like I read that somewhere too.
I mean, that's just what I go by memory. But of course, I could be making that shit up totally.
Yeah. I think I read that somewhere too. I don't know. That feels right.
And also, they also could have changed it too. So
currently going on downtown is Birdsong. Currently, there is a scavenger hunt going on. You can get a prize from the Cog Falls Library or Celia's Boutique. And there are sculpted birds hanging from different places throughout downtown. It's over 150 bird sculptures hand painted by local artists. And the scavenger hunt is to look in the trees along Levinson Lane and Front Street between Oakwood and Portage Trail to find 10 birds that match the descriptions.
Okay.
And then again, you return your completed card to the library or Celia's, and then you get a prize.
That sounds like fun.
But then June 5th is the art show and reception at the Jenks Building. It's June 5th from 5:30 to 7:30. That's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to see more of the beautiful birds.
Yeah.
And finally, in Bart's Arts News, every Thursday at Fence by the Falls is an open mic night.
Ooh.
I just learned this recently. So Thursdays between 6 and 10, stop down, make a candle, and listen to some good music.
Yeah.
We've been to a couple of those, and they're fun. And
not on Thursdays, though.
But we have been to open mic nights.
We've been to, yeah.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're fun.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening this week. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees and articles. You can shout those out to us at our Facebook page or at our email address.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
So plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you enjoyed what you heard, five stars. For now, we'll say goodbye. Hope you join us next time. And I'm never going to see number 34 any less ever.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Bye. We should get t-shirts made.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cog Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
It's probably going to be the last place you look.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, what?
Do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,